got on the flight, smooth sailing. I was actually fortunate enough to change seats when I booked in because I couldn't get a window seat. And I got like the best window seat. There was no one next to me. It was so incredible. So once again, blessed. Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I hope you are doing well. I am stressed, blessed, tired, and just all the things I could possibly be. So let's chat about that. It's gonna probably be a two-parter because I wanted this to be something positive and uplifting, but I think I just need to vent out in this part one and then I will give you the good stuff in part two. Because I wanted to talk about being prepared for opportunities so that when they come, you are ready to jump on them. And I was not, and I was actually very agitated by things that have happened. So I'm going to save that positivity for the next one. But for now, I'm just going to spill. I apologize for any issues in the vocals. I'm recording it on my phone as I'm rushing to an appointment for the vet, which I will get into. So let me start from the beginning. Last week, Thursday, the episode went up a bit late, but I got it out on Thursday, not too long after the usual scheduled time. So I'm very proud of myself for that, but I knew this week's episode would be on time. Done and dusted, set in stone, I'm making it happen. However, last week threw me for a loop because I had to fly to PE on a whim. Because there were things that needed to be done in PE for the family. We had to go fetch things from there. My father drove down. I flew up and then drove back down with my father. But we needed to sort through some of the things from my aunt who passed away. And some things needed to be transported down. So the whole week was basically planning on traveling. Getting things done even though there was rain and just not great weather. We also have people working at home all day, every day, sometimes even on a weekend. So getting washing done is near to impossible. And I needed to pack. So that means I needed to wash clothes to have ready to go to where we needed to go to. So that was a problem. And then on top of that, I'm still trying to do my grind of being healthy, getting sleep, reading books, finding a job, being a human being, all of those things. So what had happened was I booked my flight for Friday. I had to organize a trailer from across the country. Had to get my mom to speak to whoever needed things from PE to bring back to Cape Town. And up until basically the day before I left, we were still trying to organize this trailer because it was an issue. We got it sorted, but it was such a hectic thing to have to do everything all at once. And like I say, the opportunity to go sprung up on me and it was an expense. But sometimes those expenses are worth it. So I was busy organizing this thing up until about Thursday, Friday morning. I had to exercise on Friday morning, which I did, shower and get ready, pack my bag and make sure everything was in, and then get to the airport, which I did. The best thing about it was the business lounge. I will put up an Instagram and I'll post it obviously on TikTok and YouTube and all of that. But I was in the business lounge and that was the best thing ever because I've never been to the business lounge. Not in Cape Town. I've been to the one in PE, but like I said, I was only going to fly up, not fly down. So I was in the business lounge in Cape Town and it was absolutely stunning. The food they have, the people there, everything is amazing. The view as well, so good. So I'd basically gone there, gotten some snacks, eaten, charged my phone, played Pokemon Go, all the good stuff. And my sister had dropped me at the drop and go because that's what I'd asked her to do. It's not like she was being mean or anything. She actually wanted to walk me in. And I'm like, just drop and go because I'm going to go straight through the gates and get to the business lounge early, which was a great decision because there was a queue by the time I had left. So that was a bit of a thing. But yeah, it was fine. Made it through, sat in the business lounge for a little while up until I needed to go for my flight. got on the flight, smooth sailing. I was actually fortunate enough to change seats when I booked in because I couldn't get a window seat. And I got like the best window seat. There was no one next to me. It was so incredible. So once again, blessed. Flew in Friday. My father fetched me from the airport. We got some Rocco Mama's takeaways, ate it at the hotel, and then went to sleep. Saturday morning, we went to get the trailer and dropped it off at my cousin. And when I say trailer, I mean 3.5 meter long trailer to transport stuff. My father dropped me at about 10 a.m. at my cousin's place. And then she and I started sorting through things. We only finished, I think, about 12:30, 1 o'clock. We ate something, we chilled, we got into the next lot of stuff and packed up things, organized things for transport. Her husband called someone to do the heavy lifting for the furniture and things and pack the trailer properly. And then I only went home the evening after we bride. I got in at about 8:30, I think. I called my mom and she gave me some unfortunate news. An uncle of mine who had been ill had passed away. And it's all just hurry because it's that has happened, and his two kids are overseas, so they need to fly in. So it's a lot of just craziness in terms of organization that we are going through. So she gives me that news on Saturday evening. I stay up late and get up early Sunday morning to pack the trailer and everything, because Saturday we had left it by my cousin's place. So Sunday morning we had to go with a car, leave the hotel, all of that. We had breakfast, best thing ever. Went to fetch the trailer from my cousin, and then my uncle, my cousin's father, who had been living with her, asked like, oh, here's the extra seat. Do you mind if I drive down with you guys? My father's like, absolutely not. It's fine. It's not a problem. The man goes to pack a bag and off we go. And I'm just like, who does things like this without planning? And I realized that's not a bad thing. You know, he's got a good network of people who will catch him on the other end. And being ready to hop like that is something I can learn a lesson from. Because I was pacing up and down thinking, how do I need to organize this? And I realized I don't have to do that. I don't have to shoulder all these burdens. Like, it's not that deep. I don't have to. It's not just going to fall on me to do that. So that was a brilliant lesson I learned. But then we drove up, or rather down, from PE all the way to Cape Town for, I think, 11 hours. It took us about 11 hours because we were pulling this heavy trailer with us and we couldn't drive as fast as we used to. We stopped to check it a few times and we stopped for lunch. And it was just hectic. And then we arrived home, I think, after 8 or just before 8, somewhere there, PM on Sunday. And it's been crazy ever since. It's been crazy ever since because all the stuff that was brought on the trailer needed to be offloaded. Some stuff needed to be dropped off by other family members. And then the trailer needed to be taken back to the hiring place in Cape Town because it's a one-way trailer hire. But it needed to be dropped off and all of that. So that was done. Plus, I got a vanity for my bedroom. So I needed to clear space, move things around, and then move it into the correct place it was gonna go, which I've done, and I'm so happy with it. It looks absolutely stunning. But that was Monday. Tuesday, I only properly unpacked my bag. Okay, it's taken me that long, and now today's Wednesday. We have had these guys here on Monday. Tuesday, it was storming. Today, it's like drizzling, but it's fine. And they're here. And unfortunately, our dog got injured because of the rain last night. It knocked over a piece of glass and he sprained his ankle. We think there's something in it. He doesn't want to let us touch it. He's in pain. So my sister and I are going to take him to the airport. No, to the vet, like in 5 minutes. So it's just hectic. And because my uncle knew he was going to pass away, he's already been preparing for everyone else. The memorial is on Thursday. The funeral is on Saturday. So it's organizing your clothes, making sure you are prepared. You know, have you got the right outfit? Is it comfortable? Does it fit? You know, it's just a lot. And luckily, I've been doing so much better in terms of getting clothes for every occasion. Not every occasion, but like having something in case something happens. And I've done that and I'm prepared for it. But it has been exhausting. Like, my sister just told me, like, tomorrow's the memorial. I'm just like, oh my word, it's Wednesday, tomorrow's gonna be Thursday, because like, that's just how crazy it is. And like, I'm so tired, I'm so exhausted, I didn't get proper sleep. So it's just a lot to take in, and I'm tired, but I think it's a lot. I just needed to vent. Like I said, I will thoroughly think about the lessons of this and put it together in a nicely formatted episode for you for next week. But this has just been a ramble I needed to vent out. So thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Oh, that's what I forgot to add. Monday was the day before school started. My bestie, hi, I know you're probably gonna listen to this. She and I went out for lunch and drinks on Monday with baby. It was so much fun. Like thinking about it makes me smile because it was so good. And I've got such good photos, and she sent me them, and just, it's been amazing. But like, Monday, I went out with her, which is why I didn't have time to unpack and things. Then I stayed up late on Monday to clean and move my dresser, the vanity. And then Tuesday, I was only able to unpack bags and stuff. So it's just one thing after another. Speaking of one thing after another, I just realized that can be the song of the week. I think I've used it before, but I'm not gonna cry. But the song of the week is gonna be All Star by Smash Mouth, because, you know, that famous line of, it just keeps coming and it doesn't stop coming, because that's what this week has been. So yeah, I might make it the song for this week and next week, we'll see. But that is me in a nutshell. I hope you have someone to vent to, so that it can help you get that out your system, and that it helps you be a better being. And I will see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.